This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to.
And again, I play that because I want to make the point that more and more, it's not just the occupied United States. There's now a civil war going on with the globalists, commanding their hordes of idiots and the horrible traitor media. It's quite a time to be alive. They believe in.
When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fight.
Trying to get rid of our country. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
On the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting men.
Men, people matter, workers matter. Farmers matter, teachers matter, coal miners matter. We're building a world that people run, that people are involved in. Not a place where Zuckerberg is God. Walk on the fighting side of us, Zuckerberg. Don't think everybody doesn't know who you are or what you're up to. Yeah, I hear about some squirrely guy.
I read about some squirrely guy.
It's like a squirrely guy thinks, well, I could just go rob your house when you're out of town. Right. You know, you're gone. I might as well do it. That's how a Machiavellian
and I
thinks.
I wonder just how long.
Well, I could think I could go rob your house. How about, you know, I could think of that, but I don't do that because that's not how I treat people.
They love our milk.
When they see a kid in the backyard, they go, I could grab that kid and torture him to death. Why don't I just do it? Because you're a damn demon. That's why. Who comes up with stuff like that? You people. So here's the deal. You're now seeing the fight inside us in the info war, aren't you? Run down a way of life.
Running down a way of life. I'm fighting in a party.
Yeah, if you don't love it, leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Go to North Korea.
I'm singing, be warm.
But you don't want to do that. You want to come here and eat out our substance.
You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
All right, that's good. Getting a little bit of Merle Haggard therapy here. Let me tell you what's coming up. We got some very important guests coming up, and then I'm going to get into Priebus on the hook for anti-Trump sabotage, Infowars.com, the prolific Washington Bureau chief as we form that. I'm about to get office space. I'm about to sign contracts on that. I mean, we're not playing around here. That's going on. Polar bear numbers are still explode. Most ever recorded, just running around everywhere. Media says they're all dead, pay carbon taxes. We've got the big one, Muslim sympathizers at CIA behind Trump leaks. We're going to talk about that in a moment with our guest, talk about John O. Brennan. We're going to get into, after our guest leaves, this globalist in panic after Trump's amazing. He did two press conferences yesterday, but the big one that was an hour and 18 minutes long, we're going to get into that. Trump downgrades fake news, CNN, to very fake news. Beautifully said, but I think the term we should now use is the fake stream news. Everybody knows it's mainstream news. No, no, it's fake stream. In fact, I should have, if I was good at Twitter. Let's create the fake news stream. But notice now on Twitter, they only let people come on and be, you know, comical and attack us to make me feel demoralized and make other people that are now reading Twitter feel like, oh, Alex isn't supported. That's why on YouTube we get 97, 98, 99% ratings based on every video. Thousands of videos, the average is 97%. Billions of views just on a couple of our channels. 5 billion views total on YouTube. Oh, we're so unpopular. Oh, we're nobody. The illusion that we're not dominant, that you're not dominant. And now Trump's Twitter. So it's not his. It's Twitter's, isn't it? They just nothing but hundreds and hundreds of negatives. That's all they leave at the top. And this happened. This switch happened about 3 weeks ago. And it's there. It's happening. You can have a trending one that's been upvoted. They won't let it go to the top. Unless you do it sarcastically, like you're against Trump or myself. And they're doing it to Drudge. They're doing it to everybody else, folks. And this is, you know, they think you're stupid. We need to have news articles about this, like Paul Watson wrote yesterday. We need to expose it. Not that it's even hurting us, but so people understand it's like Tokyo Rose, as Japan was already defeated, the day they dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They were announcing, we've defeated you. We're defeating the mainland. We'll soon invade the United States. It's over. You failed, GI. Like Hitler in his bunker with the Russians 2 miles away. I thought he would win. I mean, it's just completely insane. But that's what they're doing. And so, again, listen, Twitter, we only use you as a channel. We know it's controlled. Understand that. But we're still defeating you, aren't we?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Bottom of the hour, when our guest leaves us, we're going to play excerpts of the incredible press conference. He did several yesterday, but the big one where Trump downgraded fake news CNN to very fake news, or what I'm dubbing the fake stream media. I'm sure somebody else thought of that. I'm not trying to claim I coined it. I was looking around and saw commenters using the term, but it just hit me. It's fake stream. It's mainstream. It's fake stream. That way they don't just throw fake on us and we throw it back when they, you know, get caught doing fake stuff. Just don't. You are the fake stream media. I want to put a hashtag out on my Real Alex Jones on Twitter while it's still there, because they've already been censoring us, putting negative comments up, blocking our tweets, suspending us, you name it. And now they're saying Zuckerberg and others over at Facebook have announced as well huge censorship plans. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tech billionaire issues stark warning, saying artificial intelligence could destroy human race, which is already part cyborg because of its dependence on smartphones. That was their whole plan. I told you this 20 years ago. Now it's admitted. I talked to NSA whistleblowers. Jeff Bezos The Amazon Obama worshiper is doing huge business with the CIA while keeping his Washington Post readers in the dark. Well, of course he is. Alternet. Mark Zuckerberg says they have a secret plan to use artificial intelligence to censor and spy on what he calls his dumb effort users. But it's okay. There he is with the family and his child. And he's using a good Apple computer from the Foxconn slave laboratories. Because he's liberal, though. It's all okay. Now half of families text each other in the same house. Experts say tech craze could have a catastrophic effect on family life. Yeah, that's why the late Steve Jobs wouldn't even let his kids have iPhones and iPads. Let's just stop right there, though, because we have him via Skype. And look, I'm somebody that when I admit I'm wrong, I'll say it. And we're all wrong often, but not about, you know, the big issues. But I remember, I don't even remember the name of the books, but I mean, I used to have the time to read books every week. And I'd stay up late doing it. Now I just read news. I'm just too busy. And I'm trying to manage stuff here until like 2 in the morning sometimes. And I just remember reading. I don't even forget which one it was. It was just all about the left's ally with Islam and the socialists. And they're going to take over Europe, the U.S., and a caliphate. And and I knew there was some quack saying that on the left. But I just thought that'll never happen. Leftists would never put on hijabs and support cutting women's genitals off and throwing gays off buildings. They never do this to the West, and now Paris has been on fire, 6 cities over there on fire. The police, video, we can roll it, are evacuating and running. The Islamists say blow up and kill Israel and kill everyone, and then I've got all these people bullying me constantly, saying I'm an Israeli agent, when I have absolutely never been to Israel, or I guess I'm a Russian agent now too, because I don't have war with Russia. I mean, it just gets crazy. The bullying by the left and the bots and the internet, and I mean, I've got to be honest. I believe their bots. I was never really liberal or conservative, just kind of a patriot. When they were talking about David Horowitz, the ultimate demon, the horrible person. I know he's attacked me before, and I think rightfully so on some issues. And plus, the media would misrepresent what I'd said, and then he'd respond to what that was. But I got to tell you, reading his writings, his columns, a couple of his books, you know, years ago, and thinking this is a bunch of fear porn. And now it was basically exactly like he said. So I really want to talk to him about what's coming in the future. I'm really excited about his best-selling book, which I've already read the synopsis of online. I've got one coming to me, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And I've read the 20 points. They really make sense. But regardless, globalists are picking and winning the losers. They're picking and choosing the winners. They are selling us out. Just turning our coal back on is going to just make the industry come back. It's incredible. Trump literally is just a common sense guy. And so I want to go to David Horowitz now because I want to just say proudly I agree with 95% of what he's saying, and that I just am proud for all the anti-Semites and the Islamicists and everybody else who've been trying to bully me and tell me what to do and make up crap all these years. What you said I am is now coming true. Because I support Israel's right to exist, and Israel, when it does something, has a crooked toenail, it's the biggest thing in the world, and everybody else is okay, and the Muslims killing millions of people, and women being sold as slaves on, you know, in slave auctions in Sudan, and all these other countries like Somalia, that's all okay, but Israel's the devil, and he's be blown off the map, so I'm just gonna officially say that I don't wanna blow Israel up. There. So now you can all say you heard a secret report that I was with Israel. The truth is, folks, I'm just for justice. I don't want war with Russia either for no reason. They're not doing any stuff to us either. So, David Horowitz, I appreciate you joining us. And so there's my little, analysis of the whole process. I guess growing up a little bit. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex.
So you got the floor to the bottom of the hour. Where should we start?
95% of the issues. I've never been to Israel. And I think you were referring to a book I wrote in 2004 called Unholy Alliance.
That was it.
About the alliance between the left and the terrorists. The two of the top organizers, actually the chairwoman of the Women's March against Trump, Linda Sarsour, is from a Hamas family and a supporter of Sharia law. So she's anti-female, anti-West, pro-terrorist. She's the chairwoman they chose for the march. And Razmia Odeh is one of the organizers of that march. She is a convicted terrorist. She blew up a supermarket and killed 2 students way back when. I guess she served her time, and now she's in the United States. But the left is just full-throated in defense. We have a terrorist front on our campuses, which I conducted a lonely crusade against. The Muslim Students Association and the Students for Justice in Palestine are two Muslim Brotherhood fronts. They're pro-terrorists, and they have the entire political left on the campus lined up for their agendas, which is a destruction of Israel and the Jews in the first instance. But as we know, more Christians have been slaughtered by these maniacs than Jews. This book I've just done, Big Agenda, it's going to be number 6 on the Times bestseller list on Sunday, which pleases me. I've written a lot of books. I've had bestsellers before. This particularly pleases me because we are in a civil war, as I'm sure you understand, and I've been telling your listeners. It's a civil war time. It's interesting, the Democrats call it resistance. And I actually saw a Democratic strategist, operative on Fox say there's a difference between resistance and obstruction. Because, of course, only the bad Republicans obstruct things. But there is a difference. Obstruction is you want to stop a policy or a piece of legislation. Resistance is what you do to the Nazis. Resistance is an existential threat. It's war. And, incoming presidents normally get 7 months honeymoon, which is what our American political framework is about, the peaceful transition of power. You let the other guy get in. We're all part of one community. What we saw in the confirmation process was a witch hunt.
Sure. Well, let me just add this, and because I mean, I didn't really prepare for the interview, but I remember reading the book. I guess it's 10 years ago. I guess it's 12 years ago. How Time Flies. It was Unholy Alliance, and I knew a lot of it was true because I'd done research. But it was so unbelievable that the left would combine with this, and it seems like they've gone completely mentally ill. Nancy Pelosi thinks Bush is still in office, and the same press conference of Maxine, Waters thinks that Russia invaded Korea. It does seem like they've gone insane. So you're the first guy that laid all this out. Just a few minutes before we get into your book. How did you know that they were really having this alliance and planning this insane takeover?
Because I was part of it. I was brought up by American communists who were part of a vast international conspiracy to help the Russians and the Soviets win the Cold War. So I know these people in my bones. They're anti-Americans. There never was an anti-war movement in this country. It's always an anti-American movement. And that's where I got out of the left. When America was forced by the left, which is now in control of the Democratic Party, forced to withdraw from Vietnam, the communists proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million peasants in Indochina. And it wasn't not one protest of that. And that showed me that I was among evil people. Barack Obama comes from the same political background I do. He's raised by communists. The difference is he never left the communist left. We're lucky that we survived those 8 years. And we're even luckier to have somebody like Trump. There's always been fighters out there. You're a fighter. Rush Limbaugh is a fighter. But there are no Republican fighters.
And we've never had a president who would be a watchdog over the media who was so smart and would take him to task. I mean, he's destroying what's left of their power before our eyes. I don't know if you had time to see that press conference yesterday, but it was just stunning how they are absolutely in a full panic and just don't know what to do, that someone already now has a platform bigger than them to counter these arrogant bullies.
Exactly. I mean, they're in an alternate reality. I watched the Chris Matthews take on it, and they had a big headline, the Trump rant. And then they showed clip after clip of this genial fellow talking very rationally, having a good time, and pointing out what devious, dishonest people they are. And they think that people watching it can't see that this is not a rant. This is a perfectly rational presentation. But that was true during the whole campaign. I mean, the attacks on Trump were so lunatic.
So what are they going to do? I mean, you're a guy that saw the future way back. I mean, it's true. You're one of the most focused, cogent, you know, over-the-horizon thinkers out there. What's positive? What's negative? What do you see happening? Let's get into your book. I mean, a lot of what you're talking about Trump is doing, you know, how do we save this country? Because that's how we obviously defeat the globalists and the leftists, is with prosperity and really having a big table, a big tent, bringing people together. You know, they're the ones trying to divide. So, I mean, this book is absolute, you know, needed medicine for a very, very sick country. I mean, we talk about how he's inherited this disaster.
I wrote it as a guide. First of all, we're at the beginning of where years are. We are in a civil war, and the left is not going to let up. And as anybody knows who's trying to persuade them of anything, you can't persuade them.
It's a cult.
It's a cult. I was going to say, it's a religious movement. It's based on the Christian model. The world is a fallen place, so everybody's oppressed except white people who are the oppressed.
I just started realizing that recently. It is. It's like, they've taken like super oppressive forms of Christianity. I'm a Christian, and then oppress everyone that they're bad. And then only the high priests are good, and then you've got to go bow down to them. And then it's a cult.
They are hellfire and damnation preachers. I mean, that's why they're so effective politically. It's always a moral indictment. We are the army of the saints. We're going to save the world. You are the party of the devil. And that's the way they act. That's the way they think. That's the way they're such horrific people. And they're very seductive because they're always putting forward this pie in the sky, future, social justice, communism, socialism. Of course, the communism got discredited. Socialism.
They never look at what's happening in Venezuela or Cuba or anywhere. They just keep saying it's wonderful.
It's not about this world. It's about the next. Only the next is a world that they think they can create.
Did your parents, communists, ever wake up?
Never. No. My father died a fan of Brezhnev.
Good Lord. That's sad. Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, I lost every friend when I voted for Ronald Reagan. And that's what I have to say. That's what's so refreshing about Trump. He doesn't back down. And the Trumpers, everybody who supported Trump, are not intimidated by this, you know, leftist moral indictment. And here's the thing. Why do they sympathize? Why are they so soft on the Islamic terrorists? The answer is because they're people of color. You ever think about that phrase? I mean, I've written about this in the book, Big Agenda, but the phrase people of color, it's not English. We don't say crayons of color. It's a French construction. It's completely ideological. But when you think about it for a moment, this is what its function is. If you look at Mexico, it's composed of two ethnic groups, the main ethnic groups. One, the descendants of the conquistadors who slaughtered the indigenous Indians. And the other, the descendants of the indigenous Indians. But when they cross the border into America, they're both people of color. So they're deserving of special sensitivities, special privileges.
Sure. Western openness and hospitality is being manipulated. They're taking our Christian guilt and then transmuting it into this brainwashing.
Exactly. But it's racist. I have a whole chapter in my book called The Achilles Heel of the Democratic Party, which is their control of the inner cities. The Democratic Party is the party of racism.
David Horowitz, your Skype's breaking up just for a second. Sure, your Skype is breaking up to start over, and I want to have you back for a full hour soon. We'll kind of maybe have you calling on phone, but be via Skype. The Skype's having a few problems here, but it's great to be able to see you there. And the time we have left, let's talk about how we defeat them, what you think they're doing, your biggest concerns. More about the book and what Trump needs to do, because I mean, I'm really concerned. I've never seen, if I went on air and said somebody needs to kill Trump, I would get arrested because that's organizing a criminal operation. There's so many comedians and movie stars and producers and newspapers saying kill him, that it's just organized crime. And I'm not looking for a fight, but, you know, if they get into a physical altercation, I don't know. I mean, we got 5 minutes left. Where do you see all this going?
I think we're headed for 4 years of war. I think our greatest strength is that middle America, people have waked up. The media has no credibility, which is tremendous advantage. Trump has shown the way to blow up political correctness. That's a term, political correctness, that was invented by Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in human history. It's to keep people in line, which is what it does. And Republicans have generally been intimidated. What gives me hope is that now we have a generation of Republicans, of conservatives, who are not intimidated. They're not intimidated by this media and by all the culture, you know, the universities, the K-12 schools, liberation. And my one fear is that they will kill Trump, because there's no Republican who can replace him at the moment.
What do you think of Trump? I mean, I've got to say, I've never gushed over somebody like this. 2 years ago, I supported him because the elites were attacking him. That was clear. It was real attacks. He had an America First agenda. I liked all that. But now he's just, I've never seen anything like it. And I've studied history. This, I mean, just the stamina, the will, the way he laughs it all off, the attacks on his family. I mean, this guy, if they're dumb enough to kill him, they are going to create the super martyr of all time.
I agree. I was won over to Trump, and it's because I'm very sensitive to this issue of the party. It's really a communist party line, political correctness. I see how intimidated people are. There's no other Republican you could think of who on national TV in front of 50 million people would look Hillary Clinton in the eye and say, you're a liar and a crook, which she is. And that's a protective shield. So, they, you know, it's the vulnerable woman that protects her from any kind of serious criticism. And then, of course, she comes out, you know, I'm the strong woman. I'm going to be, anyway, anybody who doubts I can be president is a sexist. I don't see, I mean, there are two people who are friends of mine around Trump, Steve Bannon and Steve Miller, who also come from a liberal democratic background. So they have the passion for politics that people on the left have. They're fearless. But there's no out front leader that I can see in the Democratic Party. Some are arising like Tim Cotton.
I was about to say, they have no leadership. The Democrats have no leadership.
Well, they have all these aging communists.
And globally, nationalism and a rediscovery of just normal human activity. I don't even call it conservatism. There's just a revolt against this suffocating mafia of control freaks.
That's why I say it's the grassroots. When I came into the riot, I said, where is the grassroots army? Where are the MoveOn.orgs, the Occupy Wall Street, all that? I don't want conservatives to be burning things in the streets.
Sure, but action, writing books, taking action, going to events.
And now they're out there. It's the Trumpers. They're out there. And if you ask, I mean, people have to be geared up for a war now. We have an American president who's a patriot. Finally, we need to defend him and advance his policies. But one of the things I wrote about in that book on Holy Alliance was the sanctuary cities, how they were created to attack the Patriot Act and to make it easier for terrorists to get into this country by two communist organizations, the ACLU, and the Center for Constitutional Rights. And now it's all come to fruition. But the American people are against sanctuary cities.
And well, I mean, nobody else in the world except Europe would do something like that. It's globalist occupation using third world populations they've oppressed to bring them in, brainwash them, use them against us. But this whole prosperity message and what Trump's trying to deliver is so key. I'm just worried they're going to implode the economy like the Federal Reserve's trying to do before he gets his people in, so that they can try to, you know, repudiate nationalism, just like the EU's trying with the Brexit. But I don't think that's going to work. And I think if they're successful, I think they're going to be held accountable for the recession or depression, not Trump.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they're losing every public battle. That's very clear. I mean, there's nobody in the history of this country, probably the world, who has had such crap thrown at him and heaped on his head as Donald Trump. And he survived it. And he survived it because there's the people out there who can see.
And his poll numbers are going up, which panics him. David Horowitz, thank you so much for joining us. The book, Big Agenda, number 6 on the New York Times bestseller list this weekend. I want to have you back up via Skype, maybe with phone as well, so we get better audio. But amazing interview. And, boy, you were right with that book back in 2004 on Holy Alliance. That thing reads like you were in a time machine. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We're going to get to Trump's press conference. Some of the highlights straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's been said millions of times, no doubt, that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And so I didn't know that when I got a taste, a hankering, for history books when I was about 6 years old, and I read 200, 300 on World War II alone, just thousands of books, thousands, that I was like doing university-level studies by the time I was 14. Not bragging about it. It's just that now I have this big store of knowledge reading scholar-level, you know, 800-page books. That got into the minutia that, you know, even academics were just acting like they were reading. And that's why now I understand the roots of the different control systems when I see them. And I know what's being built. And I can say what's being built before they even come out later and admit they're building it. And I'm not bragging. It's just that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I only wish that I had time. It's been years since I read a history book. It's been years since I read a science fiction book, which is just the dreams of humans. It's been years since I even sat down and read magazines about entertainers or watched a football game, and it's because I have to constantly watch what the enemy's doing. There's so many interesting things I want to tell you about, so many fun things, but I just can't do it because we have to protect all those good things by exposing these people. We're not a negative broadcast. We're a winning, positive broadcast. But we have to admit how bad the globalists are if we're going to save this civilization and this society. I mean, take the culture in the left of Israel hating. Israel does bad things. Israel has corruption. It's people just like us. But the religion of saying one group of people is fundamentally evil, Jews, is now onto white people are fundamentally evil. Well, I thought the Nazis were saying people that weren't Aryan or Nordic or Germanic, everybody was evil. It's just more tribalist crap. And they sell the idea that tribalism has only been done by Europeans, which is just utterly ridiculous. Everybody knows some of the most barbarous, hateful tribes in the world are everywhere. In fact, civilization is saying, let's not kill each other, let's build something. But there was never enough resources. Now there is. We can do anything. And the people running things are on such power trips, they've decided to steal the future and then have us all infight with each other like we're morons. And if we fail the test and they really are better than us, then we deserve what happens to us. But what you see happening now is the other side of the equation. I want to get to a bunch of clips. Trump is at the Boeing factory right now. We'll probably put this up on screen. And we'll play excerpts of that a little bit in the next hour. He's talking about the economy and building things and getting Boeing to move its jobs back from China. And it's happening. He looks so presidential there. I don't think I've ever seen him look more presidential. I mean, he's just stepping into it. And again, it's a spiritual evolution. This is a big deal. See, this country was taken to the very edge of death and demoralization. A lot of people are dead before they're physically dead. They just shuffle around, programmed, unhappy, not having any vision, not having any connection to the spiritual of the universe. And that is now coming back into the world. Self-respect. Belief. He's there promoting an American plane rolling out and saying, Boeing, you come back here. So their stock will go up instead of it going down when they were going to move to China. Nothing against China, but it's time for America to have something. And China, when you do better trade deals and when you actually decide to pay your people something instead of being greedy, then you'll build a civilization that will actually buy our products. And then we can go to the stars together. But we're not going to be run over by a bunch of Zuckerbergs and Schmitz in an alliance with China in some pipe dream. That whole system's getting rolled up right now, and we're teaching you how the cow ate the cabbage. And we're analyzing Fox's feed of that coverage right there. Mark Dice is coming on for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. I'll continue, and we're going to take some calls after Dice leaves us, open the phones up about what you thought of the press conference yesterday and more. David Knight has the fourth hour. But before I go any further and I start getting these clips, there are a lot of really important articles on InfoWars.com that I mention here. I cover a little bit, but it's important to go read those and to send those out to everybody you know. Even if you're already informed and listening, get them to people that don't know. I cannot harp on this enough that you are the InfoWar. You are the future. You are the resistance. How many times did I tell you the globalists want to control revolutions and the universities they own and control, the big corporate donors and the corporate grants? They want all human rebellion to be socialist or communist so that you build a centralized system they control and you get demoralized and you're so dumbed down you don't even know that communism is designed to centralize power and doesn't work except for the elites. You're being given a worthless college degree you pay for, so we want to have you so psychologically wrecked when you figure it out that you never figure it out. And you're just a bitter, screwed up loser. They don't ever want you to win and learn competency. I don't want to get into stories about my childhood and things, but the things that were horrible at the time and that were just absolutely really scary was kind of the end of America. A lot of people go see movies with like gangs and people meeting in a parking lot with chains and knives and people getting killed. And you think, oh, that's just in movies. No, that's what America, if you're really a young person, used to be like. And it was like you were men. If people said, you know, come meet all three of us after school in this, in the woods over by the railroad track, you went there because you were a man. I mean, I would go meet people knowing there'd be multiple people there. They were all intended to hurt me. And I would still go, even though someone got my leg broken, concussions, hospital, you name it. I still went. Where is that today? That's a fighting spirit. And didn't mean I won every time either. By the time I got a little bigger, I always did, pretty much. Sometimes a switch had to get flipped. And then people got hurt really bad every time. Sometimes you run into other men that can flip that switch. And then men learn not to flip that switch. And that's what the globals need to understand. You don't even have that switch, or you wouldn't want to go where you're trying to take us, because you haven't been there as adults. You didn't go through rites of passage. You're still trying to be men. Zuckerberg, you could be a man and help humanity and not be part of this control freak cult. So could Schmidt and all of you. But you just come from trash. And so I guess trash begets trash. See, for him to be a man, he's got to have you hooked into his false universe and his AI being dehumanized and having your psyche destroyed so he can walk by feeling like he's the biggest, you know, guy on the block. These people are garbage, and it's time to call them out for who they are and stop being afraid of them. And I'm calling all of them out, and so is Trump. And if they fight us, we win. If they kill us, we win. If we defeat them, we win. We win. We win. We win. It's true. You're getting so tired of winning. That's what humanity's supposed to do. Not be a bunch of losers. We've gotten to the point where anything's possible now. Anything. We get past these people, we're going to look into the future, and they're going to look back and just say, unbelievable. This is going to be the big game time. This is going to be celebrated. This is going to be studied. There's going to be statues. There's going to be spaceships named after what's happening. There's going to be colonies. It's going to be unbelievable if we learn to celebrate our humanity and God and learn to celebrate the rites of passage and who we are. I got to get to the clips just briefly. We've come out with, I mean, we always set out to have the very best products. And I just said, look, everybody, you know, everybody talks about how bone broth is so good, chicken bones, beef bones, you name it, you know, boiling it, all that for being sick or being healthy or for NFL people or weightlifters or everything else. And for just super nutrients and feeling good, I want to go out, research the very best stuff out there, and come out with our own. And we've done it. It's Caveman, True Paleo Formula, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase helps fund the operation made with cartilage, bone, broth, paleo ingredients, the next generation of advanced paleo nutrition. And it's the bones that actually have, with the marrow and all the rest of it, the real sustenance. And that's what this has got and a lot more. It's also got changa mushroom, alfalfa herb powder, bee pollen, turmeric root is key, and so many other ingredients. Chicken broth powder protein. Everybody knows like chicken noodle soup. That's just a tiny bit of the essence of the chicken bones. It's not, if there's not chicken bones, folks, in your chicken noodle soup you're cooking, you're not getting what grandma knew you needed when you were sick. This is like literally hundreds of times what you get in an original chicken noodle soup each serving. I mean, this is like the concentrate of because the chicken is the cleanest bone marrow and bone stock. That's why we didn't go with beef. Beef's powerful. So you should probably just go to the butcher and say, slice those thigh bones down the middle and sell me those, and then just roast them with some garlic. Oh, my God, I'm getting hungry right now. Excuse me. A little bit of pepper and stuff on those and eat the marrow. But then, see, this hasn't been cooked, though, so it's even better. And it's got all the stem cells in it, basically. They're desiccated, but you still get the essence of them. So that's what it's all about. The ancients were in the bones, folks. You know, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, be he alive or be he dead. I'll grind his bones to make my bread. You're supposed to grind the bones and put in your bread. That's where all the real strength is. A wolf will go for the guts and the bones first. Then the fat, then the red meat. Red meat tastes great, but the essence, the cofactors, the strength is in the bones. That really kind of makes sense, doesn't it? They're the bones. That's why they call silver, silver bullet. It's good for your babies to eat off silver plates. And if you're rich and don't want your family to die, it's what you do. It's why we have colloidal silver. It's all the ancients already had it all figured out. InfoWarsLife.com. You go to any of these Olympic training camps for 20, 30 years. Bone broth, bone broth, bone broth, bone broth, bone broth, bone broth, oxtail, 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 oxtail. Every culture, every society knows. Well, now it came into the 21st century with caveman at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We just started shipping this out 3 days ago. I love how the trolls have already gone in with fake votes. Look at that. Everything else has a 4.8 vote. But you go to the top, there's been no real ones yet. So a few people went in and gave it a 3.3, trying to hurt us. Because it is on a big third-party site. So, yeah, good luck once people actually get the product. It'll be 4.8 like Brainforce right next to it. But there's thousands of reviews per product. Look at Brainforce, 2,000-plus reviews. 1,400 for Secret 12 with a 4.8. Brainforce, nobody's got that on Power Reviews. 4.8, 4.9, 4.8, 4.6, nobody, nobody. And they hate it. Oh, Survival Shield has a 4.8. Biome Defense a 4.8. Supermel a 4.5. Keep going down. And we can go in and even look, talk to Power Reviews because they really control what they do. They're like, yeah, we know there's some fake ones coming through against you, but whatever. I mean, they even know. It's people that haven't bought it. They just go and say that. That's how pathetic they are. It's like trying to game Twitter and block us and all the rest of it. It's a joke because we're kicking their ass. You know, we'll just get stronger. You're making us walk uphill. All right, let's go ahead and get to some of the Trump press conference here. Let's go with I inherited a mess. Trump holds press conference. Blast media dishonesty. What we inherited was a massacre of our economy, and globalists just selling off every facet, our roads, our streams, our rivers, our mines, the last lead smelting plant shutting down 3 years ago, shutting down the farms, you know, preparing for total control, selling the jobs, boosting the power prices, making you pay more for a 200-square-foot apartment than a 1,000-foot, laughing at you, making it trendy, just as they live in, like, you know, 50,000-square-foot homes. Ah, just total criminal activity. Meanwhile, discredited Brian Williams trying to discredit media. So funny. I've got a bunch of breaking news on InfoWars.com. This is a big one. Muslim sympathizers, CIA behind Trump leaks. I know we already know that, but he's got the documents and the actual files. This is a big deal. I mean, I want to get Corsi on Sunday if he can come on, guys, to the crew. But I'm going to stop there. I apologize. Let's go to the president. Yeah, you said it's President Trump. Could never happen. Would never happen. And now you say all of the news, you're just going to kill him. And they have little wimpy CIA guys going, he's a domestic enemy and needs to be dealt with. Because you think you went on CNN and the big corporate guys are patting you on the head and you're in a group that you guys don't feel powerful. And we're going to have a civil war and start arresting our enemies. Hey, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And you think you're picking on some Iraqis, dumbass? Really think so, huh? We want to help poor people and get this economy going. I mean, if you guys walk down that road, it's like Grendel going to visit Beowulf, but you're not even like Grendel. You're more like a one-foot-tall gremlin with a weenie so little you can't even see it. I mean, spiritually, it's just a complete joke. So, I mean, just what the hell is your problem, man? Just get over the fact you hate yourself. You're projecting it on us, and just get out of the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. You see them headlights? I'm going 100 down the highway. You're in the fast lane. You see me knock them curtains down? You see what happens with the crowd? You see what's going on? You understand that I talk to people how they feel because I feel that way? I'm genuine, something you'll never have? Move. Get out the way. These people have searched for power, and all they found is their own destruction. They were only the stimuli to strengthen us and prod us to the next level. They were only the flies, the gnats in the swamp biting us so we'd get out of the swamp. Then they fly back confidently to their swamp and, you know, nest upon piles of crap. Skip this break. I just have to. I'll skip them all. I don't care anymore. Let's go ahead and go to the president. Here it is.
Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control. I ran for president to represent the citizens of our country. I am here to change the broken system so it serves their families and their communities well. I am talking and really talking on this very entrenched power structure, and what we're doing is we're talking about the power structure. We're talking about its entrenchment. As a result, the media is going through what they have to go through to oftentimes distort, not all the time, and some of the media is fantastic, I have to say. They're honest and fantastic. But much of it is not. The distortion, and we'll talk about it, you'll be able to ask me questions about it. But we're not going to let it happen, because I'm here again to take my message straight to the people. As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know, I inherited a mess. Beginning on day one, our administration went to work to tackle these challenges. On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, which there are many. We have had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings, Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive conversation. I would say far more.
I love how he's reading his own notes. Like he wrote those notes. They're his words. Here, let's keep going.
More productive than you would understand. We've even developed a new council with Canada to promote women's business leaders and entrepreneurs. Very important to me, very important to my daughter Ivanka. I have directed our defense community, headed by our great general, now Secretary Mattis, he's over there now working very hard, to submit a plan for the defeat of ISIS, a group that celebrates the murder and torture of innocent people in large sections of the world. It used to be a small group. Now it's in large sections of the world. They've spread like cancer. ISIS has spread like cancer.
And the globalists.
What a mess I inherited.
That's right. Now let's go to the key here. Bring it up just the beginning. Okay, you keep saying I'm with Russia with no proof, but I'm involved zero. Hillary has ended up to her eyeballs and way worse than the uranium, which even the New York Times has to admit she made the deals, took the money, did it. One of her aides got $30-plus million, and then they aid millions to her foundation. I mean, this was a giant criminal op with foreign governments, with her meeting secretly with Putin for Russia's interests. That's what governments are supposed to do. And I mean, if a country's wide open, can be bought off, that's what they do. It's Machiavelli. That should stop. It's dishonorable. But we've been dishonorable for a long time. That's the position we've got in. People don't respect that. We've had a bunch of scum hijack our power and use it to take over the planet for a bunch of corporations so a handful of billionaires can live like kings and dream of being gods. It's never going to happen for Elon Musk or Zuckerberg or any of these people. Or John O'Brien, a communist in college and then converted to Islam at the CIA, saying the president should watch his mouth. They disrespect the real American president. They're the domestic enemies by their own words. Here's Hillary. Here's where he brings up Hillary. I've been begging for this. He's warning them to stop, but they're not going to stop. And I know that he's not telling the Attorney General what to do, but the Attorney General needs to take action, and Hillary needs to be indicted, and Hillary needs to be arrested. Mr. President, I know they told you on election night, and she collapsed and flipped out, and all the behind-the-scenes stuff happened, and Podesta had to go up and make her statement. They said, okay, yeah, we'll capitulate. We know you won. And then a deal was made. They're never going to go back and actually follow the deal. They're never going to stop destabilizing the country. You have a responsibility to try to turn the economy back on. You're trying to turn the life support back on. They're blocking you. They're criminals. Take the gloves off. The American people are going to back you. We're ready. We're ready. We want to go after these people. We want it. They're already going after us. And I know full well declaring, blowing the, you know, the horn here, you know, cry havoc, let loose the dogs of war, or, you know, chanting on the ridgetops, we're about to charge in on our horses, screaming, death, death. But, I mean, it's what these people want. It's what they keep asking for. They want to threaten everybody and run around like, you know, nobody's ever going to stand up to them. Time to square up politically. These are a pack of arrogant criminals. And, you know, I know normally, because it'd be too embarrassing for the country, people would be dealt with in other ways. And I'm just tired of it. So that's all I'm saying. These people have done a lot of bad stuff, allied with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and selling our country out and all the things they've done. And just want them to move out of the way. Just want to get out of the way. And if they don't have the sense to get out of the way, we're just going to have to get them out of the way. All of them. David Brock, all of them. These are just a bunch of wimps who've taken our kindness for weakness far too long, and they're not going to stop attacking us because they are betas. Who do you think is into all the stuff, and Hillary's specialty of representing child molesters? It's who they are. I mean, they're just a pack of crap. They're twisted demons. They're not going to go away. They want to hurt this country and humanity. They want to mount our head on the wall. But I trust the president. I see we're moving in good directions here. But they really just uncloaked themselves for destruction, I think. That's really what's happening. We're just letting them have the rope. Let them have the rope. Let them have the rope. Here it is, Trump blast media. We're going to get to a bunch of these. Here's a Hillary comment.
I didn't do anything for Russia. I've done nothing for Russia. Hillary Clinton gave him 20% of our uranium. Hillary Clinton did a reset. Remember with the stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks? Here, take a look. He looked at her like, what the hell is she doing with that cheap plastic button?
There's a longer clip. Maybe we can find that. It's powerful. It's all just like stupid crap. Yeah, like the Russians would think if she brought a button and we're going to push it together. The Russians are like, let's just deal straight, because the Russians will be Machiavelli if you want to be, but just the world just wants straight dealing. We're all tired of it. Let the age of chivalry return. Let the age of we're going to be totally clean about this until you get dirty, and when you get dirty, we're going to be more dirty than you ever imagined. We don't just run around being dirty because it's fun to be dirty, and you know we're General Hayden in his little spaceman uniform, and flying and full command, and all these other people. It's just like, give me a break. Give me a break. Good God. It's really a joke. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it'd be one thing if they were evil and like big and powerful or something. They're not. They're like, they're just the biggest, weakest scum the world's ever seen. We'll be back with the third hour. Mark Dice coming up. A ton of news. More Trump clips back in 70 seconds. Spread the word. You're the power. I need to tell you. Spread the link. Infowars.com/show.
Have you checked your Google search results?